On this week's Press Pass on WBFO, Jim Fink of Business First examines the impact of the return of the World Junior Hockey Championships to Buffalo in 2018. But first, some perspective on the recent announcement that Kaleida Health has received 5 proposals from developers seeking to reuse the current site of Women and Children's Hospital, which is slated to close in 2017.
When the first talk about 15 years ago about relocating Children's, there was a very emotional plea from the community. They had Pat LaFontaine, Jim Kelly, Hillary Clinton, when she was senator, sitting there vowing that, you know, Children's was going to stay there and don't worry, Kaleida's not going to be able to move Children's. Now it's completely different. Children's is obviously building's going to be a major anchor on the medical campus. And I think people are seeing how Kaleida approached, with the approach they took with Gate Circle, there's a stronger level of comfort. That level of angst that was there a couple of years ago, more than a couple of years ago, is now gone. It's more like curiosity, like what's going to happen there? And that in itself may be a snapshot of how economically we've turned around, how we're getting our swagger back.
As you mentioned, this is a sign what's happening at Children's Hospital, or potentially will be happening at that Bryant Street location, is a sign of the improved economic climate here. Yet we still have a regional economic development council that's going out and it's using state money to generate different projects and things along those lines. Are we moving beyond the need for that type of activity?
As long as we're in New York State, as long as we're in a state that's heavily regulated, very expensive to do business, you are going to always need public sector incentives to sort of level the development playing field.
Still, though, when you hear how in the most recent, quote-unquote, Hunger Games or State Economic Development Awards, state officials are giving these gifts to these areas, but at the same time, what they're doing is they're redistributing state tax dollars that are coming from those areas originally.
The difference is, when it came to economic development, a lot of it in terms of funds and projects was dictated from Albany. It came from that end of the thruway. Now it's the local communities telling Albany, we have this project, we think it's legitimate, but it needs some help. A good point, you know, Gate Circle got $2 million for some road work to extend Lancaster Avenue. Yes, New York State is allocating $2 million to Gate Circle to TM Entente, but TM Entente and Canterbury Woods combined are investing $150 million to take a vacant hospital and turn it into a pretty transformative project.
All right, Jim, we move on from that now to something that's coming back to Buffalo, the World Junior Hockey Championships.
This is a major calling card that Visit Buffalo Niagara can use to lure other major tournaments. When they were here 5 years ago, 4 years ago, it had a $6 million economic impact. Hotel rooms were packed, restaurants were packed, at a time of year when normally they're not so packed. One of the tipping points, USA Hockey said, and remember, besides the World Juniors, USA Hockey since 2011 has brought 9 major tournaments to this area, including ones at the Northtown Center in Amherst and obviously those at the Harbor Center. Last time the juniors were here, downtown was very much a works in progress. It still is, but Canal Side has evolved. The Harbor Center is there. The Harbor Center played a big, big role in Buffalo getting the World Juniors back. The 3 finalist cities were Buffalo, Pittsburgh, and St. Louis. Pittsburgh wanted to do the secondary games in Erie. That's 2 hours from Pittsburgh. St. Louis wanted to do it in the suburban rink that was an hour away from their main arena. Here's Buffalo saying, you got the First Niagara Center, you got the Harbor Center right across the street, you can do all your games, you can use the Academy of Hockey for training or whatnot. It's a neat little campus. And, yeah, oh, by the way, we're going to let you use our stadium for an outdoor game, which has never been done before.
Jim Fink, happy holidays to you, sir.
Happy holidays again to everybody.